Ricarda, first of all, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a little tired, to be honest. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Well, originally you are from San Francisco, but you managed to live in Paris as well. Have you ever been to Germany?
Yes, I've been to Germany a number of times. In fact, I toured in Germany in 2008 a few times.
All right. Your latest album is called The Color of Destruction, and it came out fall last year. The title is quite interesting, The Color of Destruction. What's the story behind it?
Well, I felt that I understood that in sort of life and love and in music that things might not work out. And so I said to myself, well, if that is the case, then I can choose either to burn or to drown. And the metaphor is that drowning, you go out quietly, or if you set the ship on fire, you can go down in flames. So I put strings on this album, and I wanted to make it the biggest production that I'd done before, and to sort of just offer myself up completely and without any fear of vulnerability. I just sort of became fearless. And that hadn't been the case in my life and love and music before.
This was your fourth album. How would you describe your style of music in general?
It's difficult to do that because people want to know what things sound like more than what things think and feel like. And for me, it's always about the content. But if I have to give a very brief description, I'll usually say something like, oh, it's Cat Power meets Nick Cave meets the Velvet Underground with a lot of Brit pop and Motown in there. And if you listen very closely, you might even feel a little bit of medieval court music.
Okay.
So, you know, so it's a bit eclectic and it has a lot of Americana influence.
For our German listeners, who I'm sure most of them haven't heard from you before, can you tell us when you started making music and how your career went?
Yeah, well, I started really in 2003. I was never a natural-born musician. I'd been a visual artist and a writer prior to then, and it just sort of organically started to evolve. I never really envisioned getting on stage. I was just writing songs and really mostly working on the poetry around music. And next thing I knew, I had a band. And, well, I mean, honestly, my career has been, I think it's bizarre that I actually have a music career of some sort. Again, I'm not a natural-born musician. I think that I have a natural aptitude towards many other things. Maybe that's apparent. I do the album artwork, for example. But I think it was just a love of music that drew me to it, that I wanted to, you know, sing and but really be inside the music. There isn't a better way for me to describe that I just wanted to experience the music from the inside out. I think as long as I stay focused on the work, the art form of music and performance and writing and recording, I'm a happier person. Then I don't stress so much about what will be of my work, because at the end of the day, it might only be me who has it, you know?
Yeah. You already mentioned that you do the cover art for your music on your own. Do you also write your songs on your own?
Yeah, I do. And that's where I focus, is that I see myself as a writer first, and singing and performing are what comes later. So to me, it's about the script. You know, how will I sing, and the way I sing depends on what these words and the meaning sort of ask of the voice. So it's always about the writing first.
So your songs are more stories than songs?
Yes, usually. I think that with this last album, it's opened up a bit more because I would say it is my most accessible album. But prior to this, it's really been stories, and they're based on my life and true life experiences and thoughts and feelings and reflections.
So the inspiration for these songs and stories is right out of your life?
Yes. And it almost feels like something I can't resist. You know, I mean, it's like if you feel like dancing, you feel like dancing. And if you feel like crying, you're going to cry. And this is my way of sort of just dealing with things, my sort of therapy or my cocktail, you know.
If your songs are about your own life, is there one song that personally means the most to you, or is there a favorite song?
Well, I would say on this album, a song like Ready to Burn would really be something that I say to myself over and over again. I think in some way to remind myself I can get through this life. I think the lyrics, I have to remember, no heart is safe. That's the risk you take. Be courageous and crazed. You played it safe. I was not afraid to lose. And I just try to be as courageous as I can in life because it's scary out there.
If you're not listening to your own music, who do you listen to, or do you have any idols?
Well, they run the gamut. I mean, I studied opera, so I, for some strange reason this last year, I've sort of rekindled my love of opera, which I'm sure most listeners don't want to hear about. But I love Smokey Robinson. I love Diana Ross, Shirley Bassey, The Doors, The Animals, Ronnie Spector. There's so many. Oh my gosh. I mean, the list would just go on and on. But I try to stretch outside of popular music and rock music. I mean, I will listen to Japanese classical or something like that, just to make sure my ears are fresh and I'm sort of traveling and experiencing new things.
Yeah, earlier you said that it's kind of bizarre that you have a music career. What was the greatest moment that you've experienced working in music?
Well, I actually got to sing at the Warsaw Opera House. And that was a nice way of sort of like coming full circle to be on stage on an opera stage, having studied opera, but I was never very good, let's be honest. I've never wanted to be an opera singer. It was just for my own education. And so it was a beautiful moment to do that. And yeah, there's been a few really, you know, sentimental moments. Maybe not necessarily very grand, but having certain, you know, my father seeing me perform was quite special.
All right. The song we are going to hear from you right now is called The Ruin and the Change. Can you tell us about the story behind it?
I have a friend who died of cancer, and so it's really about the passing of time and the decay of bodies, but it's just a sweet, dreamy song, and I think I didn't have the words to completely memorialize my friend, and so it's really just about a feeling. You know, I've seen the ruin and the change, and that's about it.
All right, then here goes Ricarda Parasol with The Ruin and the Change.
At long last, the sorrow fades. Long last they've come to call. Come take our souls away. They ain't good to no one at all. My beautiful friend has a name and sleeps underneath a stone and grave. I don't know why he gone away. I don't know. back.